Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Mem Ches. We are back. Hashem, post Yantif, everybody should have a good Isruchag, or if one is listening to this, whatever you're listening to it, after Yantif, everybody hopefully had a meaningful and enjoyable Yantif, and now we are in the post-Pesach world. Back to Meseches Menachos. We are back to Menachos part of Menachos after finishing up the inyanim of tefillin, mezuzah, and tzitzis. And we will start with Daf Memches, where our Mem Zayin and Beis. And we will start with Tanu Rabbanan, second to last line on Mem Zayin and Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Shachat Shnei Kvasim al Arba Chalos. Gemara here, if you remember, has been talking about the Shtei Halachem, the two special breads that are brought on Shavuos in exactly six weeks from now. And that Bez Hashem Heri Bana Beis Hamikdash will bring it this year. Tanu Rabbanan. So what happens if Shachat Shnei Kvasim al Arba Chalos? That's fine, thank you. Shachat Shnei Kvasim al Arba Chalos. If somebody has and shechs the two kvasim on four chalos, meaning usually we have kipsei atzeres, the shlamim, the unique shlamim that are shalmei tzibur, that are brought along with the special loaves, the shtei halechem, that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, to matir the chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. So what happens instead of shechting to the two kvasim, the two kipsei atzeres, with two chalos, you do four chalos. They did double for some reason. So, says the Gemara, what do you do? Moshech shtayim mehen umanifan. You take two of them and do tnufa. No, the halacha is by the Shnei Halachem. I think it came up before as well. You do tnufa, you have to do two tnufas, but you have to do tnufa with the breads and the keves. So, the halacha is that you take two of the four breads and wave. V'hashar ne'echolos bepidyon. And the rest of the breads can be eaten bepidyon. The other two, you redeem, and they can be eaten. That's the brisa. So again, you did it on four, so you take two of them and do the waving, and the rest you can eat bepidyon. So first of all, how do you do the waving? Which two do you take? And how do you know which ones you're gonna, the two that you're going to take, are those the only two that you're gonna need to do tzufa on? So it says Tosfos on the bottom, Laman de Muki la Karebi, we've been talking about for the last day, the Machlokas, Rebbe Nolazar Reb Shimon, what is Koveya, the Zika or the Kedusha. So Laman de Muki la Karebi, Tzarch Lomar Shemainif Kulam. You take two of them and wave them, but each two of them. You take two of them and wave them all, the Haloyadina and Hayekdish, because you don't know which one was Hukdash. And so it's the Tema, you're going to take all of them to keep it to Betrufa Shachar Shchita Ayri. If we're talking about this Trufa Michaim and this Trufa after Shchita, here we're talking about the Trufa after Shchita because it says Shachat Shnei Kvasim. So you have these four loaves here. You talk about the one after Shchita. So Ibkein Lema Vizorekat Adam Alayim, Kedamaskir Tnufa, Delotzarech. Vote delisha lomash for shiyanav beadala. Doesn't sound like you're main if all four. So what do you do? So it says Tosfos v'nira lefareish notel achas umainif hashalosh achiros imahen zuachar zu. What does that mean? So the Ola Shlomo explains Tosfos that it means you basically do every permutation. You do one and two, and then one and three, and then one and four, and then two and three, and then two and four, and four and three. So you do every permutation. That's what Tosfos means. So the Olah Shlomo says, you don't know which ones you're going to use in a minute to be the ones. So that's why you have to do each one. That's the Pshat of Tosfos. Fine, you do that, and then you pick two, and the rest are eaten ne'echelos bepidyon. The Lecha Mishnah points out that there seems to be a machlokas here between the Rambam and Rashi. If you look at the Rambam is more mefurish. But once you see the Rambam, then you go back to Rashi, it seems to be a contrast. The Rambam seems to say that what it says, ne'echelos bepidyon, where are they eaten? And how are they eaten, and who are they eaten by? When it says ne'echelos bepidyon, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tmidin u'Musafin, shachat shnei kvasim al arba chalos. If somebody shechs the two kvasim on four chalos, im amar. Well, we're going to get to that in a second. Okay, we'll read it now. Im amar yikachu shtayim mitoch arba. If a person says, as we're going to see the Ukimta in a minute in the Gemara, that two out of four should be kadosh, moshech shtayim mehen u'menifan, the hashar. So it sounds like for the Rambam also that you just take two of them. Sounds also like two, not like each two, like Tosfos said. But Moshech Shem Be'enu Menifan, V'Hashar Poten Osan Bifnim, V'Ne'echolin Bachutz, Kishar Hachulin. The Rambam says clearly that once when the Gemara says Vasher Necholos Pidyon, it means totally Pidyon. It's Chulin. These two were never Kadosh, or even if they were Kadosh, they totally become Chulin Gemurin. For the Rashi, it doesn't sound that way. Rashi doesn't say anywhere that you eat it outside. It sounds like maybe you still eat it Bifnim, but it just doesn't have the Kedusha of the Shtei Halechem. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. What's the problem with the Rambam? The problem with the Rambam that you're going to choose two of these. We know there's a huge sugya, comes up in various places in Shas, in Baba Kama, in Erevin, elsewhere, and that's the sugya of Breira. The sugya of items becoming clear, or actions clearing up at a later date. Are we allowed to see the roots of that earlier in halachic history? That's the sugya of Breira. Let's say, on Yantif, I'm not sure which way the Chacham, which side of the city the Chacham is coming from, and I'm going to want to go hear the drasha, so I don't know where to put Meir of Tchumin, so I'm going to do both, and I'll decide tomorrow. What do you mean decide tomorrow? Because you're only going to know about the Chacham where he comes tomorrow. So, that's the Sugya Breira. Do I say that later on, once I know what I want, and I choose, am I allowed to say that the roots of that can be seen in the past, and that's what I set a Meir of Tchumen for? Or, the Gemara talks about, if it's Yantif, or it's Shabbos, and I want to have a cup of wine, and there's Maestro Sheni in this wine, and there's Maestro Rishon in this wine, and maybe there's Truma in this wine. So what do? You're not allowed to be Mafrish on Yanta for Shabbos. It's Tikkun. So what do? I say, oh, Shnei Lugin Shadi Asad LaHafrish. It's in the bottom of the Mishnayos talk about it's in the bottom of the Kli, and whatever I drink is going to be left here, and the north side of the Kli, and the bottom. So again, that's Breira. So you let it rely on Breira, so it comes up all the time. Or Achet Shechilku, the Gemara in the Mishnah Nedarim. In many places this is spoken about. You have brothers that want to split up the Yerusha. Are we allowed to say that? Once they split it up, this was always his portion. So, generally, we assume, the many Rishonim assume, that there's a chilek. What do we paskin? There's a chilek. Da'oraisa and Darabanan. By Da'oraisa, we say, ain't Breira. We say, we don't hold a Breira by Din and Da'oraisa. And by Darabanan, we say, yesh Breira. Darabanan, you're allowed to rely on Breira. So, ask the Lecha Mishnah right here on the Rambam, how could the Rambam say, Ne'echalun b'chutz kishar ha'chulin, that it's gonna go, b'rekam chulin? This is a Daraisa context. If it's a Daraisa context, we just hold Ein Breira. So, how are we allowed to say that? That's the Lecha Mishnah's kasha, and he does not answer it. V'dvar matmiyin, tekiva delo yadinan heiminai, hei ninu kedushos, amai ne'echalun b'chutz, dilma osan ha'ne'echalun heima kedushos, v'chite ma'havriyin is barach reichein, te'ilu ashtayim shepodein chulin, kaimalah, debita raisa ein breiri. Quotes the Rambam himself, in Ilchas Meiser, in Parag Zion. So he says, Sarech Ian. Lecha Mishnah does not answer the question, the kasha on the Rambam d'oraisa or Durabanan. What's the Svara, Daraisa Durabanan? Why do we say that by Daraisa Zayn Breira, Durabanan is Yesh Breira? So that itself is a machlokas. The Shagas Aryeh seems to say that it's based on Suffolk. We don't know what to do. Suffolk. So Suffolk Daraisa, we go to Chumra, so we hold of Zayn Breira. Suffolk Durabanan, we hold the Kula Yesh Breira. That's the Shagas Aryeh in Simin. I brought it. That's the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Peites, Simin Sadik. Right, that's in Yonah Dioma. Yonah Dioma. Shutfis Yisrael v'nachri b'chametz shavar alav ha-Pesach. If you have a guy and a Jew that had chametz together, so is the Gzeira d'Rabbanan of Chazal and Psachim on that chametz as well. If a Jew partially owned chametz, that's his sugi here, and then he gets into the sugi of Breira. And that's where he suggests, at the beginning of Simin Sadik, he says, b'd'Rabbanan yesh Breira al-karcha kalu shekilu chachamim b'shal devrayim lismach ala Breira ulakulu hudamrinan yesh Breira kagod gabe v'chulu. Right, according to that svara though, let's say you would have a case of a d'Oraisa that lakula you would say yesh Breira. Then you would say yesh Breira in that case. It's all based on Suffolk. So whatever is more cow by Daraisa, you say Yesh Breira, whatever. So there you have to say by the case of Chamish Alav Pesach, let's say, is a Durabanan context. It's a Durabanan context, but the Chumra would be to say, Ein Breira, and therefore everything was owned by Jew and everything is Aser. So it could be that, it will work in the opposite direction. That's the Shagas Aryeh's point. But that's what the Shagas Aryeh says, the Chiluk of Yesh and Ein by Daraisa Durabanan is based on the context of Suffolk. If you can the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, he does not say this. Yamshel Shlomo says, no, it's a din. It's a din. Darai says, you say Ein Breira, Darabanan is Yesh Breira. It doesn't matter, Chumra or Kula. The Yamshel Shlomo has this in Hilchas Breira, Dine Breira. And if, everything you want to know about Breira. If but didn't have the time to go through it. Baba Kama in the fifth parak, that's one of the sugyas of Brera, so he has 15 pages on Brera. Goes through every case of Brera. First he talks about every case of Brera, and then he says, okay, now that I spoke about every case, let me tell you the five rules. There's a slick Maseches Brera, 10 pages. He says, he has four rules and regulations of Brera, and he fits in every case. The problem is, because in terms of Psak, to quote, it's very, very hard to pin down exactly what you pass get. Find the Raisa Darabanan helps in certain cases, but it still doesn't help in all the cases. So you have to have different types of Breras. That's what all the Mefarshim and try to figure out. So if you look in the Amshul Shlomo, rule number one is, Haperek Arishon, Hu Aklal, Delo Amrin and Breir Bidaraisa, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra, Bein Lachachila, Bein Devi Eved, Bein Betola Bidas Atzmo, Bein Betola Bidas Achayim. Doesn't matter if it's your decision or other's decision. Bein Hecha Sheinu Masa Beferish, Umavar Dvara, Bein Hecha Shemavar Dvara. Velav Dafka Daraisa Mamish, any Daraisa. You're not going to say Breira. And even if it's not really Daraisa, even if it's a Drabanan Kein Daraisa, if it's Shem Torres Daraisa Allah, like Meister Yarek, is in the world of Meister, that's also included in these halakas. That's all Perek Rishon, but clearly argues with the Shagas Aryeh. He says, all Daraisa is Ein Breira, period. Then he quotes the other rules of Breira, which hopefully we'll get to at another point. But this is the kash on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say over here that it will go out lechulin totally if it is a daraisa context, and we should say ein brera? So a couple of answers are tried to be given by the achronim. One of the achronim, the Chok Nasan, says maybe here is different because it's biyadcha levarer. That's a chiluk of Tosfos and Maseches Erevin. If you're in control, then we might say yesh breira, even by daraisas. There are different types of cases. Some cases, it's not going to be mavurar until nature takes its course. But other cases are, it's going to be mavurar right when I decide what to do. So here, it's more in my control. So is that better or worse? That's also a question. So you might say, hey, if you could be mavurar right now and you don't, that makes it worse right now, because you could have cleared it up and you didn't. Or because you could have cleared it up right now, so you say, it's as if it's mavurar. So again, the logic can go in both cases. So maybe here, if you say one of those svaras, because he could clear it up right now, he could choose which lechem to use. So that's why you might say yesh breira. That might be what the Rambam says. But that was some other answers. The Ola Shlomo also tries to give an answer. As you say, I'll read it to you. The Ola Shlomo says maybe veneer li nira. Here, this is the Amno HaRambam, that Tamua, he quotes the Lecha Mishnah, he says, Odi Yesh Salam, it is really the Rambam. Da'kaka lo aminim breira ela bebailim. Da'kiva dehu bailim yacholavara eza sheyirtsev. Lo ba'acher sheyino bebailim. Many other cases, similar to the first answer, many other cases of breira, even if it's in somebody's control, it's not in your control. Here, when does it become in your control? It becomes in your control right when it is omei lepidyon. L'chein l'mati l'hotzi yeshtayim l'chus v'leftosan l'avara l'klishas damim. Kivan, de'bein klishas damim, klishas agub, ein ha'shalo. Aval kishakvar niftu, de'hein shalo, shaper yachol avara chelko ha'shayichlo, v'lomar de'shalo hein, v'chulu, he goes into it. So it's an expanded answer of biyatcha. Okay, let's continue though now. So okay, but it's important to remember that machlokas between the Shagas Aryeh and the Amshul Shlomo, what the chiluk is of ein breira and yesh breira, the rights of the Rabbanan, is that only based on safek, or is that based on a vaday, a din? So that is the brisa. Brisa says if you have four chalos, you pick two of them, and the rest are go out lechulin. Amro Rabbanan kamei de Rav Chisda. The Rabbanan said this in front of Rav Chisda. Ha deloka Rebbe. This is not like Rebbe. Not like Rebbe. Which Rebbe, as we had yesterday? The Rebbe, because if it is like Rebbe Shita, Kiva Da'amar Shchita Makacha, remember Rebbe said that Shchita is the significant avoda. You don't need the Zrika. Right? If Shchita is already the significant avoda, so what Shchita do? Now all of these loaves, right, there were still four loaves here when he did Shchita, so all the loaves have a certain type of Kedusha. So how and where are you supposed to do pidyon? You say two of them are going to go out? Deparak luhecha, where are you going to do pidyon? E deparak lumei avroi, if you're going to take it outside and then do pidyon, kivan dechsifl nefnei Hashem, ifsaluhu biyotzei. It's going to be nifsal biyotzei, if you're going to redeem it outside. E gavoi, and if you're going to leave it inside, right, what you say, why would you take it outside? You should do it inside. If you do it inside, hama'ayol chulam azara. you're going to end up having chulin ba'azara because you're going to redeem it. It's going to be chulin, and therefore you're not going to do that either. You're not going to do that either. So you're going to be chulin ba'azara. What's the assumption of the Gemara? Chulin ba'azara is not only based on the act of bringing in; it's the creating the reality that there is chulin in the azara. That's the havamina, which we're going to reject. But that's you're creating chulin ba'azara by being poda something while it's inside. How could you do that? So the Ola Shlomo quotes one of the Achronim who says, why don't, this is always quoted by the Menachas Chinuch and others, why don't you go into one of those offices around the Azara, one of the Lashachos HaBnuyos Bachel, which is good enough to go out that you're not Nifsal B'yotze, but it's not good enough to, but you're still able to redeem it there. Right? So it's still considered Pnim enough for that. So how do you use that? So it says the Ola Shlomo, no, because that would be, you can't use that for a tie to the Sasri. Right, so you can say those cases have certain aspects of chutz and chutz and chutz and aspects of pnim. But li nira, did he do mutar lakla sham chulin? You're allowed to bring chulin in there. It's not an issur of chulin ba'azara. Til inyan zei no chashiv ka'azara. Bikal makom hacha da'al kochach sorach lakla sham kol da'al rachalas v'shash p'diyah. You're going to have to bring in all four. Havitar to the sasri. To kiva to chashav to le'achshav ka'azara. To lo pasul b'yotze. Su yefshav achshav liftos achalas. You can't use it for opposite reasons at the same time. You can use it for one reason and say, okay, it's not going to become nifsal in this direction or in that direction. But to use it for both at the same moment, that's too much of a tie to the sasri, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it, says the Ola Shlomo. So where are you supposed to redeem it? Okay, you can redeem it, but where? So Amar Lehu Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, the Olam Karabi, really it is like Rabbi, who says that Shechita is Makadishit. So where are you going to redeem it? Uparak lu bagavai, and you have it inside. V'chulin memela kahavyin. Reject the assumption. The Isra of Chulin Ba'azara is only the Maisa Hava'a, when one brings it in. But just the Metzius of having it there is not going to be the problem. Two more lines that we'll talk about that. Amalei Ravina, Ravashi, V'hatan, Yikshu, Podin, Ein Podin, Ela Bachutz. Aye, Ravashi says that in a Braisa we learned that you are Podin outside. So our answer is, Havadir, Ablazer, Reb Shimon. Okay, you're right, that Braisa has to be Ablazer, Reb Shimon, who says that is not only do you need shchit to be mekadeshit. To e Rebbe, ha'efsul b'yotze. You're right. That brisa wouldn't work according to Rebbe. That would be like a Moshe Reb Shimon. The first brisa though that we quoted today could fit like Rebbe. If you remember 2 points. Number one, back on Daf Chaf Aleph, we discussed the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara a little bit, and we quoted there a machlokas in the Rishonim already. Is the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara only if you take it in to be makriv, or some if you just take something in? So it sounded like from that Gemara that even if you just take something in, even if you just take anything in, there's no requirement of hava. That's what it sounded like. We had a ukimta in the malicha Gemaras. That was chafal from a base. What do you have to do malicha on? So it spoke about the havamina that the discussion of whether the kohanim could do malicha to their chulin food, their lunch that they brought from home that day. Can they do that? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What's chulin doing there? What do you mean? What's chulin doing there? Maybe it's there, right? So that's the, it sounds like from there that they didn't bring it in to be makrif. Just sounds like it's the Kohanim's own food. That was number one. Related to that is the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara only by items that are roi lahakrif. Forget why you brought it in. What about if I bring in this table? What if I bring in a shtender? Right? Is that Isra of Chulin Ba'azara? Is it only something that's roi to be makrif? So that is a machlokas Rishonim, and the Rambam is very unclear. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis, the Rambam says, "B'chol makom mutar lishchot chutz min azara she'ein shochtin ba'azara elakashim mizbeach lavan." You can shecht anywhere in the world a chulin animal except in the azara, because that is an iser. Ava chulin aser lashachtin ba'azara. You can't bring chulin ba'azara. Bein behema, bein chaya, bein oaf. V'chein omer ba'asar taiva kir chakum chamakom v'chulu. And then the Rambam says, V'lo behema v'chay belvad, ela kol ha'chulin aser lachlisa ba'azara. You can't bring any chulin into the azara. Listen to the lashon. Afilu basar shchuta operos v'pas. Even shechted meat, fruit, or bread. You can't bring any of those. Im aver v'hechnisan mutarin ba'achila kashayu. If you brought it in, it doesn't aser ba'hana. So this is the raisa, but it doesn't answer ba'na. V'dvarim elu kulan divrei kabbalah hein. And this is all divrei kabbalah. V'kal ha'shochei chulin ba'azara. O ha'ochel kizayis b'bisar chula shenishchud ba'azara. Makan oso, makas mardus. That's the Rambam, makas mardus. So two diukim that the Mefarshim, the Kesef Mishnah, the Mishnah Balach have on the Rambam. Number one, is the Rambam limiting at all? The Mishnah, the long Mishnah Balach says, it sounds like, this Machlokas Rishon, it sounds like the Rambam says anything. Because he says, Chulin Bazara, even fruit and shechted meat. I like he's just giving examples. So, says the Magen Mishnah, quoting the Chuvas HaRashba and others, that maybe the Rambam holds like the opinion that anything you bring in, even if you bring in tables and chairs. But then he says, no, maybe not. Maybe the Rambam gives specific examples on purpose. Basar Shchuta, because that's Roy Lili Karif. Fruit, because you have Bikurim. Lechem, because you have Karban Minchas. So it's not clear if the Rambam gave those examples specifically, because he's limiting it, or he's just giving some examples. Number two. So number one, you have an issue of Chulin Bazara. What about... Do you have to have bring it in lahakrif? Number two, is it limited? Number three, the last issue, which is maybe the most fundamental issue, is it an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan, the chulin bazara? It's machlokas tanoim. Gemara quotes it in Maseches Kiddushin. Whether iser chulin bazara is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. The iser shchut echos is clearly d'oraisa, right? It's an iser karis of shchut echos or halas chutz. But chulin bazara is a machlokas. So the Kesef Mishnah says it sounds like for the Rambam, machlokas or machlokas margus. Sounds like it's the Rabbanan. The problem is, if you look at the Rambam, where the Rambam says that if you use Chulin Bazar to get married with, you're Eina Mekudeshes. So it sounds like it's not Roy. So the Kesef Mishnah ends up by saying that he thinks it's Daraisa, and you only get Makas Maradis because it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. That's what he says. That's what the Rambam says. Kulum divrei kabbalah hein. That means nemar misinai. Umashakasav she'eno anush elamakas mardus haynu bebnei shalom nemar bohem lav. That is the Kesef Mishnah's assumption. The Rambam really holds that it is de'oraisa. The Mishnah Lamech is not happy about this. He says divrei maran elu kashim lahoman. It's hard to fit this in to the Rambam. He leaves it pitzarachian. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara. Mishnah Melech, by the way, there talks about our Gemara. Our Gemara here about Chulin Bazara in terms of the Royal Lahakrav or not. Here we go. Let's say that this Bryce that we just quoted, that if you have two kfasim and you have four loaves, you take two of them, because that's a kasa on Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said as follows. We had a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Meha de itmar toda sheshachta al shmonim chalos. If you have a carbon toda, carbon toda is brought with 40 loaves. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're doing this today. Yesterday would have been chametz, right? So toda with 40 loaves. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz. So instead of doing 40 loaves, you did 80 loaves. You did double. You really wanted to give a lot of items to the a lot of chalos to the part of your carbon. So Chizkiya Amar, machlokas Chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Shlakish, Chizkiya Amar Kadshu Arba Imitoch Shmonim. 40 out of 80 become kadosh. If you did 80, 40 out of 80. Again, this relates to Breira. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Kidshu Arba Imitoch Shmonim. No, Rabbi Yochanan says none of them. No, if you try to do more, recall a Mosav Goreya. If you try to do more, you bite off more than you can chew, then nothing, none of them are kadosh. So it's a kasha. Right, we just had an abraisa that says that if you do double the loaves by shteil lechem, it's 2 out of 4 are kadosh. And here you have none of them. Right, so do you give me a chalik between the shteil lechem and the toda? We'd rather not do that. Kasha Rabbi Yochanan answers the Gemara, no. V'lav mi'itmar Allah Amar Abzeira, didn't we learn about this braisa Amar Abzeira hakol modim? About this discussion of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya, Hakol Modim Hecha to Amar Likdashu Arba Mitoch Shmonim to Kidsha. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that if a person says 40 out of these 80 should be Kadosh, then it works. He would agree to that. So Hachanami to Amar Likdashu Tarti Mitoch Arba. That's the case here. That's what Rabbi Yochanan would say the case is. And that's what the Rambam Paskin, if you remember, I read it before. Right, that the case is where you mentioned 2 out of 4 without specifying. That makes it better. If you just try to do all 4, you didn't specify. So you try to do all 4, that's like Masa Mashakasa Batara. You try to do something against the Din Daraisa. But here, you did 2 out of 4, you just didn't specify which ones, so that would be good enough for, to become Kadosh, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that's the Ukimta. Tni Rabbi Chanina Tirsa Kamid Rabbi Yochanan Shochet Arba'a Kvasim Alveis Chalos. What about the opposite case? You got the right number of Chalos, but you have 4 Kvasim. Right? Kivse Atzeres. You're supposed to have 2 Kivse Atzeres, but instead you have 4. So you shechted 4 Kvasim for the 2 Chalos. And now what do you do? So, Moshech Shai Mehen, you take two of the animals that you shechted, Vizorek Daman Shalolishman. And you shout like the possibility we had yesterday. And you shech the dam Shalolishma, right? How many times are you ever asked to do something like Achila Shalolishma? Right here. If you before sheep, you shech the, you zorek the dam Shalolishma. Why you zorek the dam Shalolishma? Why is there, how does that help? Why? Shem iato merkach, because if you don't do this, if you say that you if you zorek the dam directly lishma, then you know what? You just messed up the other two karbanos. Hifsata is achronim. The other two are lost. Why are the other two lost? Rashi has 2 days. Rashi's second day is that, well, they're worthless now. They're pointless. What are you going to bring them for? Right? They're kivsei atzeres that you don't need. So a karba that's not roi for anything is, you've ruined. That's the second day of Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines. Shim Iyato Merkein Ela Arbaton Lishman Hifsadas and Nizrakin Bachrona Dalot Srichi Upsula. They become possible because they have no purpose in life. If you have no purpose in life, you become possible. Right? That's number two. But for the first day of Rashi is related to what we said yesterday. No. According to the first day of Rashi, if you do the first ones Lishma, so the other ones, last two cannot be done Lishma. You want to do them Shalol Lishma? We never have anything that's good Shalol Lishma and not good Lishma. So therefore, again, that wouldn't be able to break that rule in Hilchos Kachim. And again, they will be Nifsal. But either way, so Rashi either says generally they wouldn't have a purpose, or specifically, the rule would be, if you can't bring them Lishma, you can't bring them Shalol Lishma. So therefore, you have to be Zorek the Dam Shalol Lishma. Right? That's the suggestion that is given by the Gemara. Amalar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, 1 second. V'chi omer lo la'adam amod v'chatei. Do we ever tell somebody, you know, do something wrong? Like the Gemara says, chatei b'shul shiska chavei recha. Big question, how where do you apply that? But here you're doing it yourself. Do we ever say, Rabbi Yochanan says, do we ever say to a person, amod v'chatei b'shul shetizke? Right, sin, do something wrong so that you can be zochah. Do we ever say that? What's the sin here? What exactly is the sin here? Being zorek dam shalol lishma. Must be a sin. What sin is it? Rashi says, it's asur lishanos pekachim. Last skinny line of Rashi. Shalol lishma nechotehu to asur lishanos bezvachim. You're not allowed to be mishana the avoda when it comes to zvachim. Right, if you look at the Rashi in zvachim, it's more beforeish. Rashi adav beiz in zvachim. Beiz mebeiz. Rashi there says, lo yechashev. The pasuk by pigol is the source of it all. Lo yechashev. That's Rashi. If you look in Achronim, we've quoted this before. I think we quoted this back in Zvachim Daf as well. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim asks, how could Lo Lishma, the source of that, be Pigel? Aren't those two very different sources? Two different types of Machshavas Psulos? I would think, and Rabbi Chanan quotes Rabbi Chaim, I would have thought that Pigel is more a Machshava Haposeles. It's a Machshava that comes and torpedoes the carbon. Boom. While Lo Lishma is more of a lack. It's not something that postles the carbon. It's a lack of something. And that's not the same thing. How can you say one is the source of the other? So that's where Rabbi Chanan says, maybe that's wrong. Maybe you don't say that. That's what Rabbi Chaim said. But maybe not. Maybe Shalol Lishma is also a psul, a machshava apostolos on the carbon. And when we say Shalol Lishma, I'm sorry, when we say stomach lishma, it doesn't mean that, so you're just not you're not lacking anything. But it means that it counts as a lishma, because this inherently was hukdash at some point earlier. So we say stomach lishma, so then that's good enough. It's as if you had the lishma, right? So then when you think shalosh lishma, really is possibling. So that's what it said. Rabbi Chanan says, he quotes this gemara. If you say that the machshava shalosh lishma, the source for that being a problem is pigol, so then pashas you have to say the machshavos are connected. Right, it's similar. We're going to see on Amma Beis. It's going to be a machlokas Rishonim. But the Rabbi Chanan says in Chelek Beis, Simen Chaf Beis, that it sounds like from this Gemara, if you say the source of Shalol Lishma with the Rashi back on Zvachim Daf Beis, that even Shalol Lishma would be a machshava aposelos. The Rambam we've taught it in the past as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Pesulei HaMikdashin says, Kala machashi machshava shein and nachona bekachim hareza over below saseh. Shari omer lo yechashev. Anybody who has a machshava that is not correct, it's the violence of osase. Mipi Shmuel lamdu shebichlal din zesh lo yafsid akachem machshava. You can't have a hefsid, cause a hefsid. Shari zedome, the beautiful lashon of the Rambam, lamatil mum bekachem. The Rambam, if you remember, compares having a machshava poselos to putting a mum in the kachem. You're not going to get Malkus because it's not a Maisa, but maybe in terms of Hezek, maybe in terms of Isser, one would say that would be the same thing about being Matal Mum Bi Kachin. So anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan asks, do you ever say, remember you have the case, you have the four animals, you do the first two, Shelo Lishma, so the other two you can do Lishma. Do you ever do that? Do you ever say Chatei Bishul Shetiskev? Yatzna, the Mishnah says back in Zvachim, if you have limbs of a chatas that get mixed up with limbs of an olas, what are you supposed to do? The limbs of an olas are supposed to be burned. The limbs of a chatas are supposed to be eaten. So Rabbi Eliezer, Obe Yitzur Lamala, you burn them all. Varoa anias psar chatas lamala kiilu hu eitzim. You view, you're allowed to view it, you're allowed to do rowan, if you remember. You're allowed to view the limbs that you're burning like wood. So it's as if you're burning it, therefore it's okay. The chamomim, no. To ubert surasan, you have to wait till tomorrow. Right, let its form become nevar. Wait till tomorrow, so it for sure becomes pasul, and then v'yitzel beisas reifa, and then burn it. Or you can't burn it today because you're not sure it's not pasul yet. So you wait till tomorrow when it's for sure pasul, and you burn it beisas reifa, not on the mizbeach. So Amai, what do you mean? Lema amod v'chatei b'shul shetiske. Why do you do that? Why? What are you doing here? You're losing the Ola Eivarim because you're so worried at the Chatas Eivarim. Why don't you just burn it all, like Rabbi Elazar says? Chate, so do a little sin of burning the Chatas Eivarim so that the Ola Eivarim could be Zoche. So you see, don't say that. Answers the Gemara, no. Amod v'chatei v'chatas b'shul shetiske v'chatas amrinan. Amod v'chatei v'chatas b'shul shetiske v'ola lo amrinan. You do something wrong within the same context in order to help you out in that context. Because maybe then you could say it's all within one value system. Within the world here, I'm allowed to have a sin because there's something wrong because the greater good. But if it's two different contexts, then you can't say that. This is an Aveira and this is a mitzvah. So you can only have an Aveira that's wiped out by a mitzvah if it's in the same context. So you can't bring that as an example. Says the Gemara, B'chad Milsa Miyamar, what do you mean? Okay, I'll bring you an example within one thing. B'chad Milsa, V'atani Milo Dina Braisa, Kivsi Atzeres, Sheshachta Shlo Lishman, you have Kivsi Atzeres, or Karbid Shlomims, that were Shechted Shlo Lishma. O Sheshachtan, Bein Lefni, Zmanan, Bein Lachar Zmanan, or they were Shechted before or after Shavuos. What happens? Hadam Yizarek, V'habasu Yachel. So let's say it's after Shavuos. You have the Kipsi Atzeres, which you didn't do before, so you did it after Shavuos. So it basically turns into a Shlomim. So Dami Zarek, and you do the Zrikas Adam, and you can eat the meat. Vim Haisa Shabbos Lo Yizrak. But if it's Shabbos, you don't do Zrikas Adam. You don't do Zrikas Adam if it's Shabbos. We'll get to why in a second. Vim Zarak hurts a lot to Yimur and Larev. But if you did the Zrika when you weren't supposed to on Shabbos, you're allowed, though, to burn the Yimurim that night. You can do up to Haris Yimurim that night. Ask the Gemara of Yamai, why are you allowed to do that? Meaning what? What's the question? Why can you even do Zrikas Adam on Shabbos? Why do you have to wait? Do Zrikas Adam even on Shabbos. Why? Because Lema Amod Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. You're going to be able to eat the meat of the Shlamim. Now, you have to wait till after Shabbos. You do, and you're going to do it then. If you did, you're not going to do Zrika at night. But if you happen to do the Zrika now, so that it hurts us, you can do the Emor Le'erev. What do you mean? You should be able to eat the meat. Right? You do a little chait, so you can eat the meat of this carbon, right? So then why don't you say that, right? Why don't you be the lahaktir, where Rashi says, b'shul shetiske lahaktir mirun la'erev v'tocha basar. Why don't we say that? Why don't you say amod shetiske? So again, the Gemara answers, amod chatei b'shabes, k'dei shetiske b'shabes amrinon. Amod chatei b'shabes, k'dei shetiske b'chol lo amrinon. You don't say that. Here, what are you going to do? Amod, Rashi says, third wide line. Amod, chatei b'shabes, shetiske b'shabes, amrinon, could go k'svasim, t'zochem et bo'bayom. Right, if you're going to be zochem bo'bayom. But shetiske, so that, l'chadchila, you could burn the emurim at night. And maybe even eat the basar that night. The basar is raw during the day. It's not going to eat the meat at night today anyway. So everything you're going to be able to do is going to be at night. So you don't say that. You don't say sit on Shabbos in order to be zochem to something after Shabbos. Period. Couple of points. Number one, Tosa says, but what do you mean? Maybe you can eat the meat raw today. Maybe it is amod v'tiske b'shabes k'esh tocha v'tiske amod v'chatei b'shabes v'bishvil shetiske b'shabes. You can eat the meat today. So then, bottom Tosa, tema yizrok nilachem chai. So Tosa says, v'yishlomar de'ein ze schus. Ve'ein l'chatei b'kach. That's not such a schus. Why not? Okay, it doesn't taste good. Why isn't it a schus? So today, as I saw in the Achronim, the Be'er Yadach, he quotes, first of all, are you yotze the mitzvah of achilas karbanos by eating something raw? If you remember, we had before, if there's a real, there's a mitzvah of achilas karbanos, mitzvah daraisa. So are you really yotze the mitzvah of eating raw? It could be because, this is suggested by the Chazon Yechezkel, the Chezkel Abramsli, because the Torah says, l'mashcha, you have to eat the karbanos like kings eat, so eating a piece of meat raw, that's not eating it l'mashcha, and therefore you wouldn't be doing the mitzvah anyway. So that's not a schus, number one. Or one could say maybe it's just achila shlo kadarka, so it's not called an achila. Either way, maybe that's, Tosa isn't just saying it's not so nice. Tosa is saying a halachic principle that eating it raw is not going to, it's not going to work. If you remember the Beis HaLevi, we had a tshuva of the Beis HaLevi that we've quoted a few times, where the Beis HaLevi is mechalik between Achilas Karban Pesach versus Achilas all other Karbanos. Achila of all other Karbanos, it's a chefza. It's all about being eaten, not eating it. Being eaten. The Karban must be eaten. That's why even Chatzi Shir, right, might be okay by Karbanos. Lashiki, Karban Pesach, it's Achilas Gavra. So one of the nafkaminas that the Beis HaLevi quoted is this Achilas Shalok Kadarka. Eating Shlok Kadarka, you yotzi the mitzvah of Achilas Karbanos. So by all other Karbanos, yes, because it's all about the chefza being eaten, not the gavra eating it. Masha'enki, when it comes to Karban Pesach, you might not be able to eat it raw. So here that, so he might say, by Beis HaLevi might say here, you'd have to come up with another answer, that not just Achilas Shlok Kadarka would it be the mitzvah, because he says by other Karbanos, it would be okay. Vayter, what are you doing wrong by being zorik to dam on Shabbos? So various answers given in the Mefarshim. Is it a siddur rabbanan of tikkun? That's the Tosfos see the same as Echaz Nazir. Others, so the Tiferes Yisrael has a suggestion. Tzoveya, you're coloring the mizbeach. Coloring mizbeach shalol letzarech. You don't have to do it now. So it is. It's a malacha. So you that's why you shouldn't do it. If it's a carbon that's chova hayom, then you have to do it. Just like you're allowed to do all other malachas. So anyway, a couple of suggestions what the problem is. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Ubatati mi lo amar, you don't say chatei b'shosh tiske by two different things, but not. But we learned in the Mishnah, imeseches trumos. Chavishal trumos ishra b'gad al yona, ubatatar chulun temeyin. Think about a wine press. Remember, a wine press has two different levels. You have the upper level where the grapes go in and you smush them, and then it flows down into the lower level. That's a wine press. What happens if you have a barrel of truma? Barrel of truma that broke. So the truma wine is spilling out. The problem is in the bottom press you have chulin. You have chulin. So chulin tmein. So chulin tamei. I'm allowed to use chulin tamei. If I'm not a Kohen, I can for sure use it. Right? What's wrong? So I become tamei. So what? I'm allowed to use chulin tmein. The problem is if this truma falls into the chulin tmein, then everything is ruined. I can't. It becomes truma tamea. Truma tamea cannot be, nothing can be done by Yisrael. And a cook can use it to burn. Fine. But it's ruining my chulin. So the question is, what am I allowed to do? Right next to this wine press, I have kalim that are tame. So I would be able to protect my chulin and catch all of the truma in my chulin tamea. And the problem is, I will be metame my truma. That's an issa daraisa. Now I'd be matami truma, or I could go find tahar kalim and maybe save some truma, but it's going to take me a long time to find a kli tahar. But by that time, all my chulin is going to be ruined. So what am I allowed to do? Because if you think about it, if I do nothing, if I try, most of the truma is going to get ruined anyway. It's going to get ruined. So what's the difference if I do it actively or passively? That's the issue here. Okay, that's all background. So you have a barrel of truma that the barrel broke. Everybody agrees. If you have time to go get a tahar barrel and you will be able to save at least a revius of truma, you have a chiyuv to do that. And so that all your chulin is going to be ruined, you have a chiyuv to do that. As long as you can save a revius. Ve'im lav, and if you cannot save a revius, so then, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Teir v'tame, v'tame, v'tame v'yad. Rebbe says, so what? You can't do anything actively. You have to let it become tame by itself. Rebbe Yoshua Omer, avitame v'yad. No, you're allowed to. You're allowed to be v'tame v'yad, because it's gonna, right, you're allowed to. Why? So Gemara says, chatei v'shosh tiske. You're allowed to sin and make the truma tame so that your chulin isn't ruined. Isn't this an example of chatei b'shosh tiske in two different contexts? Answers the Gemara, no. Shani hasa d'lo tuma kazla. Here it's basically, it's destined to become tame. It's like a gavra ketila. It's already tame. Because that's what it's destined to be. So it's not really a sin. You're not being chote, you're not being metame truma tahora. It's basically tame already. So therefore, it's not a problem. Why is it only a revius? Don't we have a concept of chatzi shir aser min haTorah? Right, it is an isra of only being metame a revius. So Rabbi Chanan says maybe the isser, this is Rabbi Chanan in Psachim when this comes up, maybe the isser of being metame trum is a function of its isser achila. You're ruining it to eat, and eating, the mitzvah of eating is bashir. That itself is a sugya. But it could be, if you say that the mitzvah of eating is only by shiurin, so then if this isser, which flows from the asay, so then that would be a reason why it would only apply by a revius. Okay, period. Next sugya. Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak, Tani, when Rav Yitzchak came, he said the following. Kifse Yatzeres, Shachal Shalol Kibit Svasan, Psulin. Kifse Yatzeres, you have these karbanas that you shachal Shalol Kibit Svasan. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes two pshatim. One, he quotes this speech Shalol Lishma. Kifse Yatzeres, Shalol Lishma. It's pasul. And therefore, Vituber Tzurasan, Vyasal Beis Reif. And therefore, it has to be burnt. It's pasul. Says Tosas, if it's pasul, then why isn't this on the list in Zvachim Daf Beis? There's another example of a carbon shalol l'shma that's pasul, not just Chavis and Pesach. So it says, oh, maybe because not all shlamim are like this. Only this shlamim is like this. But that's Rashi's first pshat. Then Rashi quotes his Rebbeim and the Gaonim who say it means, shlokim etzvasan, the wrong year. You're supposed to take a one-year-old animal and you take a two-year-old animal. You're supposed to take a two-year-old animal and take a one-year-old animal. That's Rashi's second pshat, and Rashi does not like that pshat. Because that doesn't sound like shachlan shlokim etzvasan. That should be shehevion shlokim etzvasan. So Rashi doesn't like that pshat, but Rashi goes through the whole sugya. Every Rashi goes through each pshat. How do you read the Gemara based on each pshat? Let's just go through with Rashi's first pshat. So if you do a shalol l'shma, it's pasul. V'tu'ubar tzurasan, and you have to let it stay overnight. V'yetz l'beis reif, and then burn it. Let's do a little more, then we'll come back to the tu'ubar tzurasan, which is a very important principle. Let's just do a little more first. Amar Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzchak, Mar de makish lul lachatas tani psulin. You compare kifse atzeres to chatas. There's a hekish. Kifse atzeres are next to the carbon chatas of shuas in the pasuk. So you compare the kifse atzeres to chatas, and that's why you say it's pasul shalol lishma. Just like a chatas is pasul shalol lishma. Tana devei Levi to gamar shalme chove mishalme nedava tani ksherim. But the Tana devei Levi, they say no. This is shalme. This is kifse atzeres. This is a shlamim. So they compare the shlamim to other shlamim, and therefore shlamim shalol lishma is kosher. So they would say it's kosher. Where is this Tani Levi? The Tani Levi. Vishar Shalmei Nazir Shachlan Shalokim Mitzvasan. The Shalmei Nazir, which can Shachlan Shalokim Mitzvasan. Again, let's assume that means Shalol Lishma. Ksherim V'Olabayim L'Shem Chova. It's kosher. V'Nechali Yovalayla V'Intun And Lo Lachem V'Lo Zroa. It's like a Shlomim. Meaning it's not Shalmei Nazir anymore because you did a Shalol Lishma. You don't have to bring any breads with it. Right? You don't need the Zroa B'Shelo, which is a special thing by Shalmei Nazir, but it's a Shlomim. So it's a Machlokes. Machlokes Amoraim, whether the Kivse Atzeres, that you shech shalol l'shma, is pasul or not. That's a machlokes. Do you compare it to say it's like a chatas, or do you say no, it's like other shlamim? So meisvei, Asham ben Shana, vehevi ben Shtayim, and Asham is supposed to be 1 year old, and you brought a 2 year old one. Ben Shtayim, vehevi ben Shana, or a 2 year old one, and you're supposed to be a 2 year old, different types of Ashams, has to be different ages. Or a 2 year old one, then you bring a 1 year old one. Psulin, vitu batsurasa, vitu batsa srefa. It's possible in these cases. Aval olas nazir, va olas yoledes, va olas mitzora, shari bade shtayshane, vishachtan ksherin. So Ashams are going to be pasul, and Olas are going to be kosher. Klalo shel davar, kala kosher, ba'olas nedava, kosher ba'olas chova. But Olas is not a problem, because you just compare it to the other Olas. Olas can be whatever you want, it can be a nedava. So that's why Olas are always going to be kosher, even if you mess up on the year. V'kala pasul, b'chatas pasul ba'asham. B'chatas and Asham, though, it's going to be pasul, if you mess up on the year. Chutz b'shalol l'shma. Shalol l'shma, it's not going to be a problem, because only Chatas has that concept of shalol l'shma, and not Asham. But what do you see from here? You should compare it to each Karbanus. You compare it to an Ola, should we compare it to an Ola, an Asham to an Asham, a Chatas to a Chatas. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Why does Rabbi Yitzchak say that the Shalmei Atzeres is compared to Chatas? Why does that hekish override the fact that by all of these you should say, if you could do it ben adav, it's okay? That's the kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. So Gemara answers, "Hi Tana, Tana Devei Levi Hu." I mean, he'll say that's Tana Devei Levi, right? I don't know like that. Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm sorry, was quoting a brisa. He wasn't saying his own shita. He was quoting a brisa. So he would say that brisa hold like Devei Levi, and I hold like this brisa. Period. Tashma, let's try again. The Tani Levi. Levi had quoted another brisa. Ashem Nasir, Ashem Mitvashem Mitzora. Sheshachtan Shalol Lishman Ksheirim, Velo Ola Bayan Lusham Chova. If you shech these Ashamas Shalol Lishman, it's kosher, right? Because these are Ashamas. Shachtan Mechusrisman Bebailim, but if you shech to the Mechusrisman Bebailim, what does that mean? It's one of the Mechusri Kapara. They have to bring a Kapara on day 8, and you shechted it before day 8. That's mechusar zman bebailim. O shahayu b'nei shtei shanim v'shachtan psulim. They were the wrong year, and they're pasul. So the Gemara says, v'im isa ligmer mishlamim. If you, Reb Yitzchak, are right, so why don't you compare asham to the why don't you learn it from shlamim in this case? Just like shlamim would be okay the wrong year, so do these cases of asham should be the wrong year. So the Gemara says, no. Shlamim, when it comes to this halacha, shlamim mishlamim gamar, asham mishlamim lo gamar. You don't learn asham from shlamim. No, you learn it from within the same carbon. Aye, the first price that we quoted, that's a special thing, because it's a hekish. The same pasuk has, it compares it to a chatas. So you compare it, it's like a chatas, you compare it to chatas, that's why it's possible. V'i gamar shlamim mishlamim, and if you want to say, so Gemara says, oh, you want to learn shlamim from shlamim, so ligmar nami asham yasham. So stay within the same carbon, asham yasham. There are some ashams that are 2 years old, there are some ashams that are 1 year old. So why don't you say years are never a problem by ashams? Where do you see that asham nazav asham esara miasham gzelos miasham ilos? Oh, asham gzelos asham is ilos miasham nazav asham esara? Question mark. So why don't you say, hey, Rabbi Yitzchak, if you agree to the fact that you always learn it from the same years, so even asham you can learn from the same carbon, even the ashams you should learn from the same carbon. Answer, Amr Simi Barashi, Dun and Davar Shalobach Shero, Midavar Shalobach Shero, Vein Dun and Davar Shalobach Shero, Midavar Shabach Shero. No, you're only allowed to learn something that you're supposed to do from something that you're supposed to do. Or something that's wrong from something that's wrong. We can't learn something that is right from something that is wrong, or vice versa. That is not done. And therefore, by the Ashams, right, you can't learn it in that context. You can only learn something that is not kosher for something that is not kosher, and the opposite. There, let me just mention it, but maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Major machlokas that all the achronim point out. I'll just mention the machlokas, and then tomorrow we'll do the stipler and the bachan and v'chulu. The back on top in Rabbi Yitzchak's original brisa, you have kipsi atzeres that you shelter shalosh when it's pasul. What does the brisa say? Usually, something that's pasul, you have to burn. What does the brisa say? You have to leave it overnight. Two bretz surasan. Ask Tosfos why. If something has what's called a psul haguf, then you burn it right away. Two bretz surasan is only like, you're not sure if it's a pasul or not, it has a psul that's not aguf, but isn't this a psul aguf? You thought it's shalol lishma. Is this a psul aguf, so you shouldn't need two bretz surasan. So Tosfos says, okay, you're right, we're talking about the shita that says even psul aguf needs the bretz sura. That's what Tosfos says. But Rashi says, it's not a psul aguf. Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether, think of a pigle thought about a carbon that's for sure psul aguf. What about a shalol lishma thought? Is that a psul aguf or not? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos right here. Tosfos says it's a psul aguf, Rashi says it's not a psul aguf. All the achronim try to figure out what Rashi means. Isn't Tosfos right? What's the difference between a machshava shalol lishma and a machshava of pigel? Are they both psul aguf? So that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. The Shiva Kubetza says, no. Because you see shalol lishma is kosher by some karbanas. Right? Only by chadas a pesach. So that shows it's a more makel thought. That's the Shiva Kubetza says in Os Aleph right here. But what's the lundus behind it? So now we're going to wait. We're going to have the Brisker Rav and the Stifler, Beth Shem. We'll start with that tomorrow. What's the Svara for Rashi for Psul, for Shalol Lishma thought not being a Psul Haguf? Right? That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Here, it's an important machlokas right here in Menaches on Daf Memches. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Shem, we will continue. Everybody should have a good Nisruchag, and we will continue still in Perakat Cheles in Mitzachas Menachas.